Bonjour, Gina Suru pour la Radio du Cinéma. J'ai l'honneur d'atteindre le Studio City Film Festival en présence du réalisateur de Black Terror. Bonjour Richard.
Bonjour, hello. Thank you, I'm good to see you again.
Since Cannes, yes, where you had a beautiful event to inaugurate this film, because something that's important to see is that it's actually not the full film that you're screening in a minute here at the beautiful Lionel Noho 7. Yeah. Why not waiting to complete the film before showing it?
Well, because what we're trying to do is build advocacy for the film. We still need to raise some finishing funds. We were a non-profit, and so we weren't blessed with a big budget, and so we had to make do with getting money from one project and another project, and so we need to finish the film. And so every time I show it, it creates advocacy, and more people get familiar with it, and more people get interested in it, and we are closer and closer to being able to raise the finishing funds.
You have quite a unique class at the famous Wacko Theater, actually right down the street from here. And you describe your class as, in a way, a way to answer a hole in the industry in terms of learning acting. Why so? And what do you think actors in this transition times can do worldwide? If they are not attending your class, what can they do to still improve and keep thriving?
Well, the beautiful thing about my class is that people can take my class from anywhere in the world, because we have a virtual class. My class is a hybrid class where I have people live, and as you saw, I have people virtual come in. And some of my students are from all over the world. I've had students in just about every country. And so therefore, someone can be completely in another country across the Atlantic, and they can take the class and learn all that they need to learn before they actually come to America to try to have a career in film. They can learn everything they need to learn, so when they get here, they hit the ground running, as opposed to coming here starting from scratch to learn what it takes in order to make it in Hollywood. And the things that I teach is not only acting, the technical parts of acting. I teach really 360 degrees, where I teach people the fundamentals of acting. I teach them about attitude, acting, and administration, how to administrate their career. That's like the first prism, attitude, acting, and administration. The second prism is politics, personality, and craft. And so it's in terms of, it's about who you know. It's about being able to get, have the personality. It's about people being able to invite you into the room. And then it's about people liking you once you're in the room. And then the craft is your ability to use all of the elements that you've learned in order to be able to manage and to have a full career for a long period of time. And so I give people all the tools that they need. You could be a great actor. I've known great actors, but they could never get a job because they didn't understand auditioning. They didn't understand the business of acting. They didn't understand how to administrate their career. I teach all of that so someone can really sustain a very successful career.
And you talk about your class as also empowerment.
Yes.
Acting, is it something that comes to you? How do you discover it? And how empowered should you be feeling when sometimes, indeed, when you're administrating your career on your own accord, it can be challenging, especially in these times?
Well, I go back to, you know, you can learn the technical aspects of acting, but if it's not connected to your purpose, if you don't understand why you're doing it, if you're doing it for all the superficial reasons in terms of how you can succeed or how much money you can make, that is a short-lived thing. And so therefore, I empower people to achieve their dreams. So my first question is, what is your dream? And what is your purpose in chasing this dream? And so if I can help you find that and establish that, then it is the light that will never go out. And it is the reason why you will show up again and again and again. And so the empowerment part is to get people connected to the reason why they do it. What's your reason for doing it? Why are you here? And if you understand that and you're connected to that, then you will chase it. You will create it. You will see it and you will go after it because you know what it is you want. You know why you want it, and then with us you will learn what you have to do to get it and keep it.
Keep thriving and also sometimes win an award like you today at the Studio City Film Festival?
Yes, hopefully there will be awards along the way because of the excellence of your work. You know, so that you will learn how to do it so well that the only thing that can happen is that you will achieve a degree of success. You know, because you will be able to create what it is you see, and then you will get an award.
And after the awards, also important to still keep building a relationship with directors. Would you say it's key for an actor to also grow the character with them?
Well, that's part of the relationship map. That's part of the politics. You know, like I said, it's not good enough. You know, it's not good enough just to be a good actor. You got to know how to meet people and get people to know you and get people to want to work with you again and again and again. So it's about meeting directors and producers and other actors, and I get to know everybody that I work with, the DP, the PR people, the cameraman, the sound people, so that I will be able to, when I'm getting ready to do my own projects, I will be able to call these people who have worked with me and feel good about working with me and will want to work with me again. So that's the politics part of it. That is the part of, you know, Ken Cragen wrote a book that says, that was called Life is a Contact Sport, meaning contacting people, getting people to know who you are, getting people to like who you are and want to work with you. That's as important as your ability to be a great actor. You know, so it all works hand in hand.
There are many very talented directors here in Hollywood who are also very popular in France, like for instance Quentin Tarantino. Mm-hmm. Is it okay to want as an actor to work with a specific director, or do you think you should always keep thriving and not really stop on a certain genre or style?
Well, again, that goes back to what it is whatever vision you have for your own career, that sometimes Quentin Tarantino has the style that you want to work with. So I teach people to target Quentin Tarantino. Find out where he's talking. See how you can get to know him. See how you can be around him. Maybe you can be a gopher for him. Maybe you can work with him and just look over his shoulder and observe. Maybe you can work with people that he's worked with, you know, so that it's an intentional thing. It's not an accident. Your career is not an accident. It's not something that happens to you. Yes, it can be a part of it, but it's more about what you create and going after what it is you see and making that happen. It's an intentional thing. It's an invention. A career is an invention. You have to invent it. And in order to invent it, you have to see it before it's done. Before everything that you ever see, everything, street lights, stop lights, vacuum cleaners, somebody saw it before it was ever done and said, man, I see that. And then you figure out how to make that happen. What do you have to do in order to make that become real? And that's what a career is. And so a part of that is working with Quentin Tarantino or working with Steven Spielberg or whomever, you know, that it's an intentional thing, that you make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, because in France we also have some talented directors, so maybe it's a good time now to also travel and keep up the good work.
That's right.
And learning.
And traveling is important. You know, it's important to see what other cultures are doing, what other countries are doing, what kind of films. I love France. I love the kind of films that France make. I love the revolutionary aspect of France. That's why my film did so well over there, because it's in a place where people, you know, we were concerned whether the revolution or the protesting, there was protesting going on, and whether the protesting was going to interrupt the festival. And it was something I loved about that, because my film was in the spirit of protest.
Absolument. Merci, Richard. C'était pour la radio du cinéma.
Thank you very much. Next time I talk to you, I'll be speaking French.
We will keep traveling together, and you will learn.
Yes.
You teach me acting, and I teach you French.
Bet. A deal.
I believe it.